This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, Michael Letts. He is agile, mobile, and hostile, and he's probably going to be dining and a few other things in this next hour, but he's on the road, so we're going to work with that. Good afternoon, sir.
It's a privilege. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Great to be on your show.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about what we found Florida out there. They got out there and did a little interdiction the other day, did they not?
They sure did. Let's provide the background. Of course, most of America is aware now that Haiti has collapsed. Its government has collapsed. Its gangs, and they are notorious gangs. Why do I say they're notorious gangs? Well, one of the key aspects of Haiti is witchcraft. That is what they are predominantly known for. And they are exceptionally vicious in their gangs, even to the point of cannibalism. So we're not dealing with very nice people. These gangs have now overtaken the island. They have released over 4,000. They've cleared out the prisons. They've released over 4,000 prisons. And now they're preying on the Haitian people. So that's what you have to look forward to. Now, some of them are trying to get out. You say, well, shouldn't we help those that are trying to escape? Well, let me let you decide that when we talk about who's getting out. You know, gangs not only destroy things and kill and torture people, they also have some business sense. They try to put together business ventures. Well, what is a business venture that a gang would do? Called drug running and human sex trafficking. So keep that in mind. So we have a vessel now that has left Haiti that has, it's not a rowboat, okay? It's a pretty good size vessel. And is interdicted in the waters off the coast of Florida. What did they find? Well, first of all, they find cache of drugs. Second thing they find is 10 young children, so they're involved with human sex trafficking. The third thing that they find is a cache of weapons. These drug lords know how to protect their assets. So that is what is trying to come in. Now, how did they keep them from coming into the country? Well, very simple. They have done what we have talked about on your show. We, in fact, encouraged Governor DeSantis a year ago to do this, and what we encouraged him to do a year ago was very simple, was that he needed to create a state guard. I know in South Carolina it's had a state guard for, hundreds of years. But Florida had one, they had disbanded it, they reactivated it. We helped provide some training for their reactivation, and to much credit to Florida, I give them a lot of credit, is within 12 months they have taken that program, grown it to where they have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, trained them in law enforcement and interdiction, and activated them to help defend their coastline and to defend their people. Those are the ones that helped interdict this drug boat that was coming across that, along with state troopers, state law enforcement, and fish and wildlife. So you can see we are quite excited that the program that we have been talking about on your show, Bill, has been validated.
Right.
You see, what is that program? Is the thin blue line is stretched, decimating, and collapsing. That's pretty much about the best way to describe it. And because of that, it can no longer provide the security and the protection we the American people need. And we have said the only way to get a handle on lawlessness, crime and disorder and violence in this country that is escalating literally on a day-to-day basis, is the American people going to have to be involved. You have to realize that freedom is no longer free. Never has been, really, Bill, but The American people have to become engaged in community service and in running this country. Part of that engagement is we have to help provide protection for the American citizens, for our families, and for our future. That's just required now. And how do we have the capacity to do that? Well, I told you every sheriff's department has a posse. Every police department has a reserve. Almost every state has a state guard or militia. And we are having to now implement that and make sure that we have enough volunteers to supplement what we have in law enforcement. Florida did that. They utilized them very successfully. And quite frankly, the only criticism I have, because I was just on another show a minute ago, is what else could you advise Florida to do? Expand the program. They need to have more state guard members. They need more volunteers.
Are you talking about their little, they put together a special operations unit, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
But they need to expand that operation. Why don't these operations get expanded all across the country? Or in Florida, all across the country? They don't have personnel. But this is why I'm saying there are, you and I both know this, Bill, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of veterans who know the sense of duty.
Yeah.
And know the sense of commitment to country. And are more than willing to say, hey, I may be working another job now, but I'd be happy to donate 5 or 10 hours a month to going out of interdiction to help protect the American people and keep my family safe. That's what we've got to start doing. We've got to start concentrating on that, engaging the American people in their own defense, their own protection, and this country will turn around.
Well, I know that with now Florida has done it quite. Their way of going about it has been. They have aircraft. Am I right about that? They have enough aircraft. I guess the whole goal of the aircraft is to get them where they have to go faster.
Correct. Well, they have two programs. See, and this is where you just got to have somebody that knows the system to know how to put all the pieces together. We have a Civil Air Patrol, okay? We've had one for hundreds of years in this country. Civil Air Patrol. Those planes need to be airborne, all of them, on a rotating basis to patrol the shores, up and down radio and where unregistered boats are coming and going. We have a Air Force Reserve that needs to be utilizing C-130s or whatever else to transport to move personnel around the state as necessary. We have state guards. We have national guards that need to be implemented fully to make sure that we are providing the proper protection and shielding of our borders. This Florida is an example of what needs to be being done all across the country, quite frankly, Bill.
Right.
And we're showing now that it works and that it can work extremely well. Because take a look, pause for just a moment and let's just talk for just a second about what's happened in the last 7 days. 7 days alone. There have been more headlines of illegal immigrants murdering, raping, and killing our citizens all across this country than I can keep our track on both hands, okay? So we know now the extreme dangers and risks that the American people face with this wave and invasion of illegal immigrants. The only way to get control of it now is we have to be united and we have to outman and outnumber them. We can't do that. If you're expecting the thin blue line to be able to do that, you're going to be sadly mistaken. You're overwhelmed.
Yeah. 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 I was looking at this, and in 2018, of the 64% of the federal detainees in the federal penal system were illegal immigrants.
Correct.
Their sheer numbers were 7% of the what was thought to be the known population inside the United States.
Yeah, that's huge. You look at 3.2 million are projected illegal immigrants alone this coming year. Now, remember, that's the ones we know about.
Yep.
That's not the gotaway. That's the ones we know about.
Right.
We estimate to be at least 10 million so far.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Michael Letts from investusa.org. Just talking about the stuff that he's talking about. He's on the road doing a lot of things. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. The FBI, have they taken a break from going after Grandma that was in Washington, D.C. somewhere on the grass to look at other things here lately?
No. I wish they had. The FBI is still concentrating on using its resources to harass and terrorize the American people, unfortunately. But one thing they do have to acknowledge, you say, well, we're going to talk about, they just came out last week and said, hey, this illegal immigrant stuff is getting out of hand. Terrorism is active, and we need to be concerned. point, they say that Christopher Wray understands politics. And part of politics is being able to say, cover your own self. I told you so. So he has taken a quick pause and quickly tells Congress, oh, by the way, it's getting pretty bad out there with the illegal immigrants and everybody that's coming through, the drug traffickers, the sex traffickers, the terrorists, the military age personnel. So when something does happen, and we think our intelligence shows that it is very imminent, we've been saying that for a little bit of time now on your show because we do believe, quite frankly, Bill, it is extremely imminent. When it does occur, don't come back and say, what were we doing? Because we told you so. So he's covering his backside. That's all that's happening. Unfortunately, if they really were trying to do what their verbalization is, they would be putting every available agent on tracking down the illegal immigrants, vetting those that they know are the known terrorist watch list, cuffing them, putting them on a short pier, and getting them out of this country. That would be their first thing. Then they would go after the drug dealers who are destroying and killing our young people and our young adults,
right,
military age, law enforcement age. And they would be going after military age illegal immigrants who are have cells close to major infrastructure units across the country. What do we mean by infrastructure units? Water plants, power plants. Why would you be placing a concentration of military age personnel, illegal military age personnel, in areas that are highly sensitive? Unless perhaps maybe you were prepared to launch a assault on our infrastructure, which sometimes in this country we don't think the way we should. We don't think things through. You know, one major assault, Bill, on infrastructure across the country simultaneously could put us in more of a bind than we could ever describe on the air. And they know that. They're not stupid. They know that. And so they are positioning themselves under the guise of their foreign governments. And I'm talking about the Chinese mainly, but Venezuelans and Honduras and Iranians and other Middle Eastern. So that upon the threat our government may make to other governments, i.e. China, both to invade Taiwan, they can say, well, you have no problem of your own. You can set down your infrastructure and see how that goes for a while. And that would pretty much take us out of play. They're aware of that. We know that they're here. So why is our bureau not making sure that those people are apprehended? In fact, it is such a big issue, Bill. It's not just the bureau that should be doing this. It should be our military personnel, because it's too big for just the bureau for one agency to handle.
So, does the FBI have the wherewithal to actually catch these guys, to interdict them in any way, shape, or form?
Yes. They have the ability now, let's be very frank. It has gotten so out of hand that they do not have the ability to take care of all of it. But they can sure start putting a big dent in it. And then once the Congress realizes how big the issue is, the President could enact the Insurrection Act to bring in military personnel to help finish the job. Florida did, and then involve your militia state guards in every state, supplement law enforcement along with the FBI, that accomplishes it that way.
Well, now, you live out of Columbia, South Carolina, and I know that Leon Lott, the sheriff down there, has a lot of apparatus and equipment available to him if things were to get really hairy. Do you think it's going to be a law enforcement solution, or is it going to be, I mean, initially it's going to have to be, isn't it?
It has to be. It's a law enforcement situation. Here's what you're hearing me say on the air. Folks, we are at an imminent situation of a national security crisis and national threat to this country. We are beyond the point of just sending two deputies out to knock on one person's door. What we have to do now is, it is so out of hand that we will have to engage our best personnel, law enforcement, and guard and special ops to go in and make a concerted effort to immediately lock down these situations before they can cause irreparable harm to the American people and murder hundreds of millions of people. once that is done, then we can revert back to, okay, make sure we fund our law enforcement correctly. Boys, let's build your forces back up. You got the call and take it from here. But we're not in that position right now. It's too bad, quite frankly, Bill, and it's unreasonable to ask them to do something that they don't have the ability to do.
Yeah. Well, I guess it really just depends on the scale that these guys are going to operate under, because we don't really know how paramilitary like they may be. Reasonably, I would think they would have some degree of competency at small unit tactics. Would that
correct? That'd be correct. Well, here's the situation. Here's why you see me pushing, Bill.
Right.
We have millions unvetted, okay? So we don't know the tactical capabilities or not. We don't know who they are. We haven't vetted them. We don't know the training. That poses a significant national security crisis in this country to the American people.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. In some cases, that interest is going to be tragic. Do you think it's going to be one of the population centers?
I think it's going to be a combination with the intel that I've been exposed to, says us. Why is that important? From their perspective, they don't want the American people to feel safe or secure in any location in America.
Right, right.
So if they just strike New York, everybody will say, well, I don't live there. That's fine with me. I don't plan on going to New York anyway. But if they strike easily, small area, as well as New York, suddenly people say, I'm not safe anywhere. And that is what they want to try to get the American people to believe.
Right, yeah. That's the thing of terror. So we're coming up on the next break. Michael Letts, he runs something called investusa.org. What he does is he gets out there and he finds the finest soft armor vest made. These are going to go on law enforcement. And law enforcement wears these things. They have to be able to drive the car, get in and out of the car. They got to be able to fight, run, pull the gun, have lunch. I mean, just everything you would do day to day, they got to be able to do it in this protective vest. Michael not only finds them and gets them made, then he gives them away, gives them to law enforcement. Well over 12,000 of them at this point, given to law enforcement, given to canines in law enforcement, to make them a little more safe on the job. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the collision with a container ship does not appear to be deliberate.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Prior to the collision, the ship's crew alerted authorities about a power complication. The Supreme Court is currently deliberating on a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came on Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Now, I know that the RNC is coming up because they got Laura Trump, they got Michael Whatley in there, and they're actually doing some really good stuff. And they're saying the right things and doing the right things and all this other stuff. But still, we have to worry about election integrity. So tell me all the various ways you see this being disrupted. Because they will stay in power, without a doubt. And looking at who they're going to run.
No question. And here's what we're up against. Let's lay the table so that all your listeners can understand what we're talking about. Over the last election, in 2020, 2016, especially in 2020, 2022, they have utilized whatever method necessary to stay in power. What methods are we talking about? When it comes to election fraud, in the old days, here's how it worked. Bill went to the poll, he showed his ID that it was Bill, he got a paper ballot, he filled it out, and it was counted at the end of the day. And that's how it worked. And then you had people standing around to make sure they didn't take Bill's ballot and crumple it up and put it in the garbage can. It went into a box, and they had people standing watching to make sure that they were counted at the end of the day, and then by 10 o'clock, everybody knew who won. Then we decided to go to electronic. Oh, it's so much easier. The problem with electronic is if you don't think it can be hacked, you're a fool. Because they immediately say, no, they can't be hacked because they're not on the internet. And then in depositions and in things we begin to find out in lawsuits against various counties and states that have used electronic machines, oh, well, let me send that over to you. Let me have the computer send you what the results were. I didn't think you were supposed to be on the computers. So they contradict themselves. We know for a fact that they are susceptible to being hacked. In fact, quite frankly, to prove this point, Dominion had a court case in Georgia. The lawyer bringing the case against Dominion went before the judge, hooked into the system, had her vote. There's a quote-unquote, fake false election. They made one up, and they showed her with a pin how those ballots could be manipulated. So it is well documented that electronic things can be manipulated. It is also well documented that because of COVID, and you remember they use the COVID as a great public panic perception. You can't go and don't dare go to a poll. You know, stay next to somebody that might be sick. So we're going to all mail in our ballots. Okay? Here's what we know for a fact. Pennsylvania is going to use one. This happened all across the country. So Pennsylvania got a request for 1 million mail-in ballots. They got 2 million back. Now, how did they get another 1 million back when they weren't requested? Where did they come from? Nobody knows. So you say, why was this stuff not brought out? It was brought out, but here's what the judicial system did. Oh, okay. Go back and recount those 2 million votes and make sure that they were correctly for Biden or correctly for Trump. That was never the question that was asked. The question that was asked was, how did you get another 1 million votes that were never solicited? They never acknowledged it. Not once. They are having to acknowledge it now because there are so many cases. Of course, one of them against Trump in Fulton County in Georgia that are allowing this information to come out in depositions and in research work that's being done. Now they're discovering that it appears that ballots all over the country were stuffed, were duplicated. Some people were dead and voted 3 or 4 times, even though they were dead from the grave.
Wow.
And so we're beginning to see just how corrupt the voting system is. You say, how did we get here? Well, we've all, like Americans, trusted our government in the past. That's been one of the key things we've been talking about on your shows, is people are beginning to see how corrupt the government really has gotten. We just trusted the government. Well, if I vote, they're going to make sure they all count correctly, and we'll know who won. They never really thought that the government would actually condone or help facilitate fraud in our electoral process. And now that they're discovering this, we're kind of going, wow, where do we go from here? How do we keep it from happening? And people are still scratching their head on that. We haven't solved that issue yet, Bill, which is the scary part about dealing with the election in November 2024. Because there still is the potential, whether we want to admit it or not, that there could be election fraud.
Well, the one thing that's going to happen, I think, is that the biggest issue they're going to face with election fraud is that you're going to have Kennedy and Stein and West running as various third parties, and they're going to take away. In the head to head that I see with all four of those, five of those people in there, Trump walks away with between 6% and 12% of the vote.
Right.
And that's just going to be a little bit. They're not going to be able to do. They're not going to be able enough to get enough in a briefcase to be able to sway that. Do you think it's just going to be so overwhelming that they're not going to be able to deal with this on any sort of a basis?
I think your point is well taken in this sense, Bill. I think, you know, I was just on a show a few minutes ago saying the same thing. It is no longer about Biden. It is no longer about Trump. The American people are so disgusted that the corruption that this government has allowed to occur, that they are angry. And that anger is being translated, will be translated in a tidal wave in November at the ballot box. Now, right now, they think Joe Biden is the architect of this corruption. And so that's why you see his numbers dismal, worse than any president ever in history. They're seeing Trump as the one who has said, I will take this on and clean it up, and has demonstrated that he attempted to do that in his previous 4 years. So the votes are going towards Trump now. Could they change the perception? You know, anything's possible in society nowadays. But right now, that is where we're headed, and that's why Trump's going to win by a landslide in November, as it stands today.
Well, there's some people talking 100 million votes on the popular side.
That's about accurate.
Yeah. And, I mean, that would be a radical departure because Trump got 75 million last time in a stolen election, which that was something. That was most votes from any incumbent ever, right?
Correct.
But, no, Joe Biden got 81. He got more votes than Barack Obama because Joe Biden's so good.
Yeah, nobody can find out where they're at. You know, it's funny. I travel all across this great country of ours. I'm still looking for my first Biden sign. Our bumper sticker. Can't find it yet, but You got to be out there somewhere for a job, Bill.
You would think so. I mean, when, you know, during the in the run up to the last election, when Lindsey Graham was up there, you saw Jamie Harrison signs everywhere.
Correct.
So, it surprises, but I mean, that's the way he ran the campaign last time. He ran it from the basement last time.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to know who he was. He just came out and said, I'm here. I win.
I win, yeah. Hi. Yes, I accept. The other fun thing right now is there's a lot of people, and I want to ask, we'll talk about this in the next thing, but now the Washington Post has come out with an op-ed that is claiming that Kamala Harris needs to take one for the team and get out of the vice presidential slot for the upcoming re-election so they can put the person they really would like to be president in there. And, there's so many questions that opens up when I'm sitting there thinking about, okay, what are you saying exactly? I just want your take on that. As we head into the next break, investusa.org. Now, this is where Michael works, and Michael gets out there, and he has sponsors and donations and everything else, and he gathers the money, and then he goes and buys state-of-the-art soft armor vests that these police officers have to wear day in and day out. They got to work in them. It's like their suit. It's like their sport coat. It has to move with them. It has to fit. It has to work when they get in the car. It has to work when they get out of the car. They got to be able to run, shoot, have lunch, whatever it is. Plus, he has them for the canine companions as well. He's given well over 12,000 of those away at this particular moment, and he's on his way right now to give away a few more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Right now he is on the road somewhere, I guess. Are you going north?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, yeah, so north.
You know, we had an officer killing a lot of duty there a couple weeks ago.
There you go. Bad situation to go up there. How long were you in law enforcement?
32 years.
32 years. Which jurisdiction did you work in?
Oh, anywhere from the city to the county to...
Yeah, a career's worth. So I never have asked that when we've had you on the show. Never have asked you that. So let's talk about what the Democrats have got lined up right now. On the one hand, you got Trump, and we don't even know who his running partner is. You may already, though, but you don't have to tell me if you do. We don't even know who his running mate is. All we know is it's Trump, and that's always what it's been about.
Is that's correct.
Who's running for president? The vice president? Well, this is the guy that's,
The vice presidency should just be there to make sure that he pushes the president's objectives. He shouldn't be in the forefront. He's the wrong person for the job.
Right. So, having said all of that, the Democrats are looking at this a different way because now I guess they're looking at Joe saying, there's no way he survives another term. There's no way he doesn't have to be put in a home before the end of this term. So they're looking at the vice president, and they're looking at Kamala. Now, she is the current vice president, and in order for them to think about who the next president is, isn't she the placeholder for that? Aren't they sort of in a big tizzy over this?
They are in a big tizzy, and there's a good reason why. I told you that Biden has the lowest poll numbers of any president before. Well, you think you couldn't do any worse. Kamala's worse. Her numbers are even lower.
Right.
So when the Democrats look at the average voter who says, look, part of the reason why Joe's numbers are so low, because we just don't think he can do anything. I mean, he gets led off the stage, he fumbles, he looks like he's got one foot in the grave. So if that's the case, then he goes and sees him. But they look at Campbell, oh my goodness, she's even worse. So that pretty much writes the ticket off, which is why they are attempting to say, if you want to do what's best for the party, we're not here to point blame. Your numbers suck. Get off the ticket and let us find somebody we can put on there that people will get excited about.
Right.
She's biting the bait so far.
So the big issue they have, I guess, is that she's a buffoon, right? I mean, she's not exactly a statesman by any stretch of the imagination. Every job she's been given, she's fumbled, right?
Correct. And here's what makes it extremely unique for them. She's a female and she's black.
Yeah. But that worked the first time. All right, well, we're led to believe that it worked the first time. Let me rephrase that. It didn't work the first time. We're led to believe that that worked the first time. But, I guess the question becomes, who is their is the one they really want in that position? Who do they want to be in that place?
Well, they're floating names. Floating names like Michelle. Michelle does not want to be in the limelight, and it's not Michelle, it's actually Michael. The real name.
Right.
But, they had floated Hillary. Well, Hillary is approved, dried up, blown away. That ain't going to work. So what they're really looking for, and they're smart, I will give them credit, they're not the stupidest people, sometimes they are, but not today. They're trying to find a nice, bright, new, shiny penny that nobody knows about, that they can put on the table at the last second, that you don't have time to really research and understand their positions, that they can manipulate to do whatever it is that the bidding is to be done, and slide it in at the last second. There are some other candidates out here that meet that, that fit that bill. Nobody knows about it. If I were to throw your name out there, you'd go, huh? Because nobody, that's intentional. They don't want somebody that people know about. They want to find somebody that they can portray what they want you to think about it in a very short timetable before the election, before you have time to find out the truth.
Well, what they want to do, though, is they want to run the table with Biden, secure the nomination, and then move him out of the way, what? I mean, won't that be...
That would be what most people don't understand, and this is on the Democratic side now, is the Democrats have superdelegates at the convention in August, okay? Those superdelegates have the right to replace or to put... They're actually the ones that make the final nomination set presidency. So what they're hoping to do is to have Biden win primaries, which he has already done. He's already secured the nomination, technically. So that nobody else can step up and ruin their plans as who they want in there. Then they expect to tell Biden before August that, you know what, this just ain't going to work too well for the next 4 years. Your health is not there. We're going to set you aside, and we will nominate in August from the superdelegates who the next president should be.
Now, how is the Democrat base going to react to that when every one of their votes is negated?
Probably not too excited, but they'll probably have some kind of freedom. You know, we all love Joe. We really were hoping for the best. And supposedly there was a Biden V12 shot that if he killed, it was going to restore him back to greatness. Well, it didn't work. He gave it a best shot. It didn't work, so now he had no choice but to do the following. None of us like it, but that's what we're going to have to do.
And they'll buy that.
Here's what the problem they have. They probably won't buy it. They want to be excited about it. And you remember, if their base is not excited and come out in droves, they really have a difficulty then being able to pull off even during the civil election, if that's the case.
Well, I hope it'll be interesting to see how it goes, because right now they're losing Hispanics. 28% of Black Americans are going Trump's way. Women are going Trump's way. Young voters are going Trump's way. Who's going to be left except the faithful that are going to all break for Biden for whatever reason that they seem to want to, be?
Well, they're hoping this. They're hoping that they have a bright, shiny new penny at the last second. They're hoping that Trump has a list of convictions, not indictments, convictions that they will try to get, Justice Department to say he can't serve you if you do elect him, and create enough depression among Republicans and all to just set this one out and let that bright new shiny penny take over. We're not going to buy their antics this time.
Right. That's a really that's a dangerous game, isn't it?
It is.
For them to be playing. I mean, my biggest issue, and I had some texter on the line giving me a bunch of stuff about this. Losing an election, that just happens when you're in elections.
Right.
Having an election stolen from you, then when you don't have confidence in the system anymore, that's a big problem.
It is a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. And, what happened the last time was a huge problem. And so we don't have to worry about that on our side, but apparently they're going to try that on their side, or that's the way it's beginning to look.
incredible, Bill. It succeeded in the past. Why would you not try it again?
Well, I mean, you know, when Bernie Sanders, and what was it, 2020, when Bernie Sanders was winning, they got out there and stepped on him so that Biden could be the guy. When Bernie Sanders was beating Hillary Clinton, they got out there and stepped on him again. Bernie Sanders is never going to be president.
Right.
You know, they do it to themselves all the time. They do it to the wrong. Well, they did it to Hillary Clinton with Barack Obama, didn't they? They did it to Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
So, I mean, they do it on a regular basis. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. But at the same time, this time around, they have gotten rid of all pretense and let the whole mask slip. So for them anymore, we know what they're about. They're not holding that back at all.
Well, here's the greatest thing about it. When people understand the truth, they know how to combat it. So Americans, wake up, pay attention, know what's going on. Don't be sold a bill of goods like they have been in the past. Determine your freedom, your children, and your family are more precious than anything else. And fight the government to make sure that you do what is necessary to maintain freedom for all Americans.
There you go. Headed to Chattanooga, Michael Letts, investusa.org, going up there to commemorate a fallen law enforcement officer, which is always a sad thing. Investusa.org has given out 12,000 plus protective vests. Thank you for taking the time to join me today. On the road, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. Continue to do what you're doing. Together at the end, we will ultimately succeed.
Thank you, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.